Welcome to another Joy 94.9 podcast.
Welcome to On Driven on Joy 94.9 with your hosts Ash and Hugh. On tonight's program, we'll be talking to Antonio, who is from South America. Antonio was born in Bogota, Colombia, and is here in Australia to study English. In Bogota, he studied and taught graphic design. We will chat with Antonio about Colombia and South America and also his time here in Melbourne. So stay tuned with us for the next hour on Driven on Joy 94.9. Welcome to Joy 94.9. This is Orange Ribbon with Ash and Hugh. Good evening, Ash.
Good evening, Hugh.
How are you? It's been a long time since we've been on together.
I know, and you had a flu as well.
Yes, I've still got a little bit.
So and your fans in Sydney already SMSing us. Someone from Jason from Sydney is saying, glad to hear you're over the flu. Have a good show.
Oh, good. There you go. See, I've got a following. I've still got a little bit of it, but never mind.
How exciting.
I sounded so nasally the last time.
That's good.
Wow, welcome to our guest tonight, Antonio.
Antonio. Hi, good evening for all.
Antonio, tell us what the music was that we just listened
to. Well, the group name's Los Singles, and the song was My Love. They are from Argentina.
Oh, very good.
Yeah. Oh, that's all right. But where do you come from?
I come from Colombia. I arrived here just 2 months ago. And yes, my name is Antonio.
So why are you actually here, Antonio?
Well, I'm here studying English. And just studying English, I'm maybe looking for a PhD.
Okay.
Yeah.
PhD as well. But then, interestingly, you say you want to learn English. But in Colombia, which part of Colombia did you come from?
I come from Bogota. Bogota is the capital city of Colombia.
Okay. Yeah. Your English sounds perfect to me anyways.
Really?
Good for me. What's your native language in Colombia?
Well, our language is Spanish. And we all speak Spanish, but we have some traditional language of Aboriginal cultures, and we are trying to conserve this kind of language too, but it's so difficult. It's a difficult job, yes.
What is the language called?
Well, it's very different. We have very diverse kind of Aboriginal language. We have Taidona language, we have a Pais language, a different kind of cultures. But it's not easy to conserve this kind of knowledge because it's really old, and these cultures are changing a lot with the, you know, with the arrival of new media and modernity. Yeah.
Okay, so the most of the times you'd be only speaking Spanish, is that correct?
Yeah.
The most common language.
Yes, the common, absolutely common, yes.
Okay.
So tell us a little bit about your life in Bogota, is that
in
right?
Bogota. With the accent in the end of the word.
Okay.
So the A has a little tick, so you have to say Bogota.
Yes, okay. we have.
I'll try and say it with a Scottish accent. Tell us a little bit about your life in Bogota.
I am an academic person in Bogota. I study graphic design. After my bachelor, I study master, and I begin to do research in my university. Finally, I was a lecturer. I work 2 years like a lecturer in my university.
Okay. And like, how was your childhood? We're jumping the whole ladder. Yeah. We reach where he is now, in a way.
You're not really that old at the moment.
Yes, it's not unusual work for a person with my age. I have just 24 years.
Yeah, he's a young boy.
I am.
As we say in Scotland, it's just a wane.
So when you were in like a little baby, how was the whole, do you remember much of it? Did you have, how many brothers and sisters do you have?
Siblings? I have just one brother. He's older than me just 2 years.
So you're the younger?
Yeah.
Okay, the naughty one.
Yeah.
So, tell us a little bit about life in Bogota.
Well, Bogota is actually a big city. Bogota have the same size like Melbourne, but we have the double population than Melbourne. It's more people than here. And it's a very particular city. It's not very organized.
So it's not very organized, you're saying?
No, it's not very organized, but it's a nice city. It's multicultural in one way, not in an international way, but we are very diverse inside Colombia. In Bogota arrive all the people from all the places of Colombia, and we are full of very different people inside the same city, and it's a nice city. It has a colonial part, a historical part, who is very old, and the rest of the city, well, it was built in different periods of
different periods of. So it's evolving from the historical times.
Yes.
How about religion, like when you were little?
Well, Bogota is traditionally, but Colombia is traditionally Catholic.
Yeah.
But it's a tradition for us, you know. You grow up like a Catholic person in Colombia. It's the most traditional religion.
So,
and
would you say that the church rules
the well? A lot of people feel that it's Catholic, but it's not practicant, you know. And because this religion is something like a tradition, it's not exactly a faith. It's most a tradition. In South America, the situation is really common.
Does everyone go to church?
Well, you used to go to church when you were a child, but it's part of the tradition. It's part of the tradition.
So you don't go anymore.
You don't go anymore. Well, when you grow up, you find big difference with this kind of religion. More if you're gay, is all the GLBT group have a big problem with Catholic religion.
They've got that all around the world.
Yeah, I think that's every city in the world.
It's not easy to find, and actually inside the Catholic religion, they have different versions of how to approach with the gay community and lesbian community and all that. It's not easy.
How big is the gay community in your country?
It's big, but actually in Bogota is the biggest place because it's the capital city. All people
feel
comfortable in the capital city being gay because you have a little of intimacy in the capital city for being a gay person. In the little town is difficult, and people used to travel to the capital city, to Bogota, for half.
So do you have gay bars and in Bogota?
Yes. Yeah, we have gay bars, good gay bars. And yes, we have gay bars. And actually, in this moment, for being gay, it's not easy to be a publicly gay in Colombia. It's not easy.
Okay.
But the place to be is like this kind of bars and other cafes. Yes.
Okay. Okay. We'll come back to this discussion. This is Orange Ribbon on Joy 94.9.
This is a podcast from Joy 94.9, a gay and lesbian volunteer-based community radio station. For more content, please go to our website at joy.org.au, or if you're in Melbourne, tune in to Joy 94.9.
This is Joy 94.9, you're listening to Orange Ribbon with Ash and Hugh and our guest Antonio. Antonio, do you want to tell us what the music was?
Well, the song was Carambola, for the singer is Benjamin Escoriza.
Okay.
Spanish music.
So that's Spanish. So is it very low, near to music played in Colombia?
No, not exactly. Have something like some traditional music is a Spanish tradition, but it's not a big influence in this moment for the Colombian music, not in this moment.
Okay.
Yeah.
Now, I love his accent. I have to say,
really?
It's very nice. You should not learn the Australian or American ways of English. Your English is fine, I think.
before we started playing the music, we were talking about being gay in your country.
Yeah.
And we spoke about the Catholic Church. The Catholic Church, how much influence do they have in Bogota, your capital, over the gay scene?
And obviously we are saying just to yourself, because you're from a Catholic background and you are from there.
Well, in my country, the Catholic Church have a religious and a political influence. It's not the Catholic Church in South America have a big activity in politics, and it's very important. In this way, it's not easy find help for GLBT community in the politics, because the church used to be very the church refused to help us.
So
it's,
would you say that
the
church influenced your government?
Absolutely. It's a big power. It's a big power because, you know, we're Colombia have a very particular political issues and internal war, and the Catholic Church have a big part in this.
So that's around, I think it's all throughout South America, which the church is
influential. It's part of the traditions. And in this moment, you know, my generation is not very, very practicant, and it's not, the Catholic topic is not the most important stuff, but if you want to talk with your grandmother, if you want to talk with your parents, maybe they have something like the Catholic influence, you know, and it's part of the...
Is homosexuality legal in your country?
Yes, it is. Absolutely.
So how did that get through if the Catholic Church...
See, they have so influence. They don't have, like, a shutdown on it, I guess.
Well, we have different kind of views in this way.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
With different you know, authorities of the Catholic Church, they have different minds about the homosexual in my country. But it's not easy because officially they didn't accept. They don't accept the homosexuality like a style of life. You know,
how did you find it? Sorry.
Yeah. Sorry. No, you go.
You go.
Okay. Now he'll
be nice to you. Ash.
Okay. Now I was just wondering how did it happen for you? How did the gay Antonio come out?
Well, I studied in a Catholic school, and in a masculine school, and my decision in this moment of my life was be honest. Yes, absolutely, and said, "Well, I'm gay." And I am publicly gay, and it was very, very difficult because it's not easy in a Catholic and masculine school.
Yeah, no, I wouldn't.
In South America, say, okay, I'm gay, and we were three guys in my school saying the same stuff and trying to being honest, and it was so difficult. Because
How old were you?
14.
So you came out to your teachers and everything at the school, or?
Well, yes, we went to our teachers, to our friends, and said, well, okay, we discovered something.
Okay.
Actually, we're gay, and we're good with that.
At 14,
that's a big problem. Actually, in the school tried to stop.
To censor it?
Yes, absolutely, to censor us. And they could, one of us just had to leave the school.
So one of your fellow mates had to leave the school.
Yes, and the other one just lost 1 year. Is the correct? Yes, last one year.
Yeah, last 1 year. Yeah.
Yes, and I tried to fight with academic excellence, and I could do that, but it was so difficult.
But how did your parents take it?
Same thing.
Well, they didn't take a position because in this exact moment of my life, I didn't tell anything to my parents, but my brother is studying in the same school and they begin to protect us. But it was so, so hard because I was the gay person and he was the fighting person behind me, trying to protect me.
How did your brother take this? I mean, it must have been rough on your brother being heterosexual at the same school and having to listen to all his friends coming to him
fighting
about
for
you.
Them, yeah.
He suffered a big discrimination too, but he was very supportive for me and for all the three guys. And I had the psychologist of the schools helped us a lot, and another teacher helped us a lot. And it was something like a fight, an academic fight, because we had to fight with the excellence. If you lost, it was very easy for us, lost 1 year, lost one.
So basically, you did any mistake, they'll just fail you, basically.
Yes.
So you lose a year.
A big discrimination, and we were very young in this moment.
Yeah, 14 is too young. I don't remember how I was when I was 14.
Well, it was in one way it was an amazing experience because actually in this moment of our life, these three guys, my friends and me, we are very different, and we grow up together, and we learned how to respect this little difference who we begin to recognize inside of our group of friends, and now we're a bit different, and it was part of the acceptation. Yeah.
Very interesting. We'll come back to the story. This is Orange Ribbon on Joy 94.9.
This is a podcast from Joy 94.9, a gay and lesbian volunteer-based community radio station. For more content, please go to our website at joy.org.au, or if you're in Melbourne, tune in to Joy 94.9.
This is On Driven on Joy 94.9 with Ash and Hugh and our guest Antonio.
Antonio.
Antonio, can you tell us what music we were just playing?
Well, this song was Ship Mammy and was interpreted by C.G. Marley.
Okay.
Yeah, that was from, that was in
Algerian, Jamaican.
Jamaican, yeah. Sounded that.
So it's not South America.
Well, not always, though. All the music has to be South American.
Let's go back to...
How did you tell your parents? Because obviously we've got so much information coming through and we're talking...
Well, that it was, you know, it was not, it was very particular because obviously my parents know my sexual condition.
And so your parents already knew about it?
Yeah, they knew about it. But the day that it was really public with my parents, it was because I introduced my boyfriend.
You just directly took your boyfriend to your parents?
Oh. You know, he's my couple. And they say, okay, nice to meet you. And my family is a very, very silent family. We don't used to talk about all the issues all the time. But the nice stuff is that we used to respect each other a lot, and we protect each other a lot. And the Latin American families are like that. We are very, very close with the uncles, with the cousins. And actually, my home is just four people, my parents and my brother and me. But we are really a big family with all the cousins, because all we used to grow together. It's traditional. Being the biggest families and very close families with all the different...
One thing, though, I would like to say, I give you 10 out of 10 for the shock factor. You tell the whole school you're gay and put up with that. And then you don't tell your parents, but you just take a boyfriend home and go, this is my boyfriend. I mean...
Yes, I liked it.
You obviously like just going head first right in there.
So how old were you then?
When I introduced my boyfriend.
Yeah.
20?
20.
I'm not sure. I can't remember good.
That's good. Very good. So was it, because I also remember talking to you, that was your first love at first sight, isn't it?
Sorry?
Love at first sight, that boyfriend of yours.
I never had this experience of love at first sight. I know when, it's difficult to know when you really fall in love. I think it's different when you fall in love, and it's different when you have something like you're excited with a person. Mm. It's not the same. For me, falling in love, it's be really relaxed with a person. Find something like a little oasis inside a person where you can be relaxed. And when I feel that after months, because it doesn't happen the first day, and it doesn't happen with the first sight. It happened after months, and in this moment I know that I'm in love. Okay. The rest of time maybe I'm exciting, and this person looks fabulous, and it's good, but it's not real love.
This is the South American way of falling in love.
We're romantic.
Romantic.
Yeah, absolutely. Yes.
Romantic South American.
So, you know, you also, does your grandmother also live with you guys?
Yes, but she tried to maintain some distance of the topic. She knows.
Oh, so she knows
but
also.
But she tried to maintain, yes. It's not easy. It's a different generation, but she's very, very lovely. She loves me, and she's like my favorite person in the world.
Did she ever make any comments to you?
She?
About being gay?
Well, she used to comment this kind of stuff with my mother, with the other women of my family, but not directly with me. She tried to maintain some distance. She's a little afraid with the topic. It's a different. It's difficult for she. It's a different generation. You know, it's not easy to.
So, if you left your boyfriend back in Bogota,
yes,
Bogota,
in Bogota,
da.
It's
like da here.
The accent in A, Bogota. Yes, we broke up.
You broke up
before my travel. Yes, it's just for the travel. But yeah. He said, "Well, I'm not sure if I can wait for you then." Goodbye.
But so he might be waiting for you anyways when you go back there.
Well, we had a fabulous relationship during 3 years and a half, and it was a really good relationship. But, I've been here for 6 months, maybe 1 year, and he can't wait.
He can't wait. I like that.
Bye-bye.
Well, we'll come back. This is Orange Driven on Joy 94.9.
This is a podcast from Joy 94.9, a gay and lesbian volunteer-based community radio station. For more content, please go to our website at joy.org.au, or if you're in Melbourne, tune in to Joy 94.9.
You're on Joy 94.9. This is Orange Ribbon with Ash and Hugh and our special guest, Antonio. Antonio, let's go back to Bogota.
Bogota.
Bogota or just Colombia?
Colombia. Let's talk about. Do you have things like pride matches and queer festivals and everything there?
Yes, we have actually the last month in July was the Pride March in Colombia, in Bogota, and it's a big march and it's important. It's very important for the city, and actually in this moment the local government, the mayor, is working in make this kind of expressions and a part of the quotidian life of Bogota, and help with money and with giving spaces for the gay people. Yes, the last two mayors are very interesting, help GLBT community. Yeah.
How do the police react to these marches?
Well, for the people, it looks like something funny. People go and saw these marches, and for them it looks something like funny. But we are working in that. We are trying to show something different, because it's not a circus. Mm. It's a real expression of proud.
Okay. But there was many people there on the march?
Yes, it's many people. But for example, we're working a lot with the with the newspapers and the
So the media is
with the media stuff, because they used to show this kind of expressions like a circus, and it's not that.
Do the police keep a low profile,
like the cops and police?
Well, it's not easy. We have in a few years ago we had problems with the police. Now the government is working in education with this kind of organizations inside the government, and with the police and with all people, trying to give education about what is the GLBT community and how what are our rights and how is the dynamic, you know, because we need more respect.
Yeah, no, that's many good. Ways. Because, but also from Colombia, there's lots of gay celebrities, like well-known people as well from Colombia, isn't it?
Gay celebrities.
Yeah.
Well, we have, but the problem is that the media show this kind of people like you know, people for the entertainment.
Yeah.
And not like people who have something to give to the community in many ways, not in the academic way, not in the government, not, you know. They try to show the gay community like a media object, not in the correct way. And that's,
so they're saying it's not important, it's not academic, it's not really a real cause.
Yes, it's something like fun for the people, and we are working that, you know, if when you are open gay, for example, in the academic environment, it's difficult for students, for example. Mm. It's difficult for they accept that you have, for example, in my experience, you have a very young and a gay teacher in front of you.
Yeah.
And for the students, it was so hard to accept. And
so you're openly gay as a lecturer to
absolutely.
Your students.
Absolutely. Well, it was the decision in 14. Mm. It was the decision, and I continue with my decision. I'm exactly the same person here, in my classroom, in my house, with my boyfriend. I try to be honest. And that was the decision in 14 with my when I was a student, and I try to be honest with myself with this decision. And I think it's part of education of my students make this kind of questions with my behavior, not with my lecture activity, with my behavior, with my examples, with my text, with all that that we used to work in my classes, yes.
With the heterosexual students that you teach, do you get any negative feedback from them?
Yes. Yes, well, actually, for me, it was more difficult the discrimination for my age in my work.
Yeah, I was going to just say that.
Yes, it
was. But you started teaching at what age?
Very young age, yes.
My it's something, it's particular, I know. I gave my first class at 22 years. Mm. And it was funny, the first day I just arrived to my classroom and knocked the door because the classroom was busy, and it was my classroom, and I say, oh my god, I need to leave my class. And I knock the door, and the teacher just go out and say, hey, what do you need? And I say, oh, I need to begin to my class. And he said, you have to wait to the teacher, to the lecturer, goodbye. And she closed the door. And I had to knock again and say, sorry, I am the teacher. Lecturer, you know. And yeah, it was very funny.
Oh, God.
Yes. I had just 22, and I looked like a little child. Yeah. I keep looking like a little child.
Yeah, you still look.
And and for my students, it was a big shock.
Yeah.
Always is a big shock.
Mm-hmm.
Find this.
Because you look very young. You're 24 now, but you don't look 24.
No,
you look more like 22.
Yeah. And so, when I was 22...
But that's a teacher you'd have. That teacher, you'd think, oh, my God, is that a teacher? It looks like me, you know?
The first day, they think that it's a joke or something. Yeah, they think that. They think that, and they say, really, really, you are the teacher, really? Yes, I am. Oh, my God.
So you had a problem on 2 points there. You look too young.
Yeah.
And you were gay.
Well, I think...
I don't think there are problems.
I think it's very important
to talk
about it. No, but
from the heterosexual student point of view, I'm talking
about. Okay, well, I begin with the age stuff, because in one way, people don't consider the age problem like a part of discrimination.
Mm.
And, for example, when you say the orange ribbon is a symbol of the discrimination, the people don't used to consider that the age, you are discriminated by your age.
Yes,
too.
Definitely.
In your relationships, in your job, in your family sometimes.
Yes.
And it's part of discrimination. And actually for me, it was more difficult to live this kind of discrimination than the gender discrimination. Yes.
So comparing...
In the first part. And the second part about the heterosexual students, I think that they are... When they have this kind of... behavior of discrimination with the teacher is very, very interesting, because what I try to do is that they understand that the discrimination is not talking about me. The discrimination is talking about this guy who feel angry or feel upset because they have a gay teacher. Mm. Then I try to explain with my lecturer, not talking about gay issues, because my class is about theory of the new media. It's a very different stuff. But part that I used to teach is what you say show stuff about you, not about the object
person.
of your dialogue or your words. And I try.
That's very heavy, isn't it?
Mm.
So when you came to Melbourne, though, how do you compare the Melbourne students or the Melbourne culture as back to home in Colombia?
Well,
studying here now in Melbourne.
Well. It's difficult to be a student again after being the teacher.
Yeah.
Well, I found a nice place here in Melbourne. I think it's different in some ways, but it's not too different in another ways. For example, from many cultures, it's very difficult to see this kind of personally me. Is to see a gay person openly gay in the class is very difficult for some cultures.
And still in Melbourne, you're saying?
Yes.
Oh, really?
Because my friends in the class, when the other students are very young, and they come with all the heavy culture over there, you know, with the Korean, very strong and traditional Korean culture, Saudi Arabia culture.
Indian maybe too.
And, for them it's difficult too, but I think you are teaching too when you are an openly gay person and you feel really proud about your condition.
But do you enjoy the fact that there's so many different nationalities in Melbourne?
Yes, I really enjoy it. I'm learning a lot with just this.
What about
experience.
The food? What about the food?
Here.
Yeah, can you find your food here?
No.
Actually, I don't know. Properly. What kind of local food is in Colombian food?
The issue with the Colombian food is we are very different inside Colombia. We have different regions, and these different regions have different particular food. But it's not easy to find our food here. The taste is very different. But I really enjoy the food here, and I'm very open with these kinds of stuff. And I'm not missing exactly Colombian food in this moment.
So you can experiment with all the different nationalities here.
I'm not. I'm very open.
What about the weather?
Weather, yeah.
Well, you know, Bogota is something like Melbourne in winter.
Is it?
Oh. Yes,
because
it's
cold.
We are in a tropical zone, but we are 260,000 meters over the sea. Then it's really cold.
right.
because it's so high.
Mm. Mm.
And the weather is something like Melbourne, a little bit is more humidity,
yeah.
But it's something like Melbourne.
So you really fit in properly. You don't have to you care know, about the weather at least.
Part of my choice, because I had to choose a city in Australia. Part of my choice of Melbourne part was the weather. Because
okay.
yes.
So you've got the four seasons and everything else.
Yes, I love this weather. All people say, oh, we hate that. It's, you know, but I really love this weather.
So you're going to stay here forever? Because obviously your English course, how
forever.
Long that goes for?
It's officially just for 6 months. I won't try to study here English for 1 year because I need to improve my English in an academic way.
Okay.
Because I want to study my PhD in English. Forget this really academic English. Mm. Yes.
Do you think you may even stay here for good, or will you want to go back to South America?
I'm not sure. Well, I have to find my PhD, but I'm not really don't know if this PhD will be here or in another country. I'm not sure.
Mm. Why did you pick Australia in the first place?
Sorry?
Why did you pick Australia?
These are all these questions going on.
Okay. Yes. Well, for Colombian people, it's not easy to get a visa.
Okay.
We have a lot of problems. All people know about our problems with drugs and
yes.
with the internal violence and the internal war that we had in our countries. It's a sad stuff. And for Colombian people, it's not easy to get a visa. For example, to USA, it's so hard. From UK, it's so hard. Canada, so difficult. Australia is easier.
It's easier.
It's easier for us. And
okay.
it was easy for me.
Yeah, very good. But then, so obviously, you're going to plan to stay here for longer.
Well,
we at least would hope that you actually stay here longer.
We have to see.
That's lovely. It's like good to know all the cultures and everything. I've learned so much about Colombia. Just meeting you was really good.
It was excellent. Thanks, Antonio. Thanks for coming on Orange Ribbon tonight.
Okay,
really good speaking to you.
We could talk on and on, eh?
Yeah, we could. But unfortunately, that's Orange Ribbon for another week. Our special thanks to Antonio for sharing with us everything about his country.
Thank you.
Coming up next on Joy is the team from the Sports Lounge. Thanks for joining us on Orange Ribbon tonight. We'll be back again next week at the same time. From Ash and myself, Hugh, good night.
Good night.
Bye.
This has been another Joy 94.9 podcast. Joy 94.9 is a gay and lesbian volunteer-based community radio station committed to providing a voice for the diverse GLBTI communities. You can support our work by becoming a member or making a donation. For details, go to joy.org.au.